views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shine on Radio on this first day of February, and it's a Monday. So I feel like there's a lot of excitement in the air of, you know, if January wasn't the month of positive growth for you, that's okay. It wasn't that for many of us. We were in retrograde, and it's always challenging, even though we set these big goals for the new year, to start implementing them in January. Here, over here in the Northeast Coast, it's cold. You just want to hibernate. So today is this exciting first day of a new month, and I feel lots of inspiration to grow and create. With that said, you're listening to Shine On Radio. I am your founder of Shine On Movement, Kellyanne Wadler. Here on Shine On Radio, our mission is to help you celebrate what makes you, you. And I bring on incredibly inspiring and empowering individuals to share their story and to share their skills and their passion with us and see how they can change our lives. So it's a real feel-good show, and I'm so glad you're listening, and I'm so glad you're here. With that said, I'm super excited for today's guest. She is a total powerhouse, an extremely lovely woman. Her name is Diane Pollack, and she's committed to guiding busy women achieve an organized closet and an empowered wardrobe, which gosh knows I need so bad. She has a 20-plus year career as a clothing designer, and she is the founder of Style Empower at styleempower.com. And she is a wardrobe consulting and personal shop for women, mostly based in New York City, but she does some Skype as well. And her whole mission is to help women feel confident and empowered in their clothes. And she, in no matter what body type you have or what style you have or really what budget you have. And so she's truly an incredible woman, and I can't wait to introduce you to her. So without further ado, welcome Diane to the show.
Thank you so much, Kelly. I am very excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. So I always ask the same question to everybody who comes on as my first question. And that is, what part of your life, whether it was a challenge or a big aha moment, led you to shine or led you to find this passion that you have now?
Wow. Okay. Well, I think it's an innate talent and interest of being interested in fashion. So growing up, I was always fixing my clothing, altering, adding, trimming, dyeing, cutting, sewing. So that's just always been part of who I am. And I started my career as a clothing designer almost 25 years ago. And was in that industry for a long time, working for other people. And unfortunately, there were lots of changes in the industry, lots of consolidations and lots of layoffs. So my aha moment for Style Empower came after too many layoffs and thinking about what else I could do with my love of fashion. I was looking for a job, still going back to design because that's what I knew and loved and was good at. And really, there was nothing going on in the market. So I decided to offer my services of helping what I call rejuvenate someone's closet. I call it closet rejuvenations to women of three different ages, somebody in their 20s, somebody in their 40s, and somebody 60 plus. So really to get a real different types of women and different types of wardrobe. And I worked with the 24-year-old, I believe she was, And she came from this whole startup mentality, and you have to do this as a business. And I have to say, after we did her closet that day, we went out for coffee, and she truly inspired me and helped me to really make the shift, go home, tell my husband, tell my family, I'm going to do this. I'm no longer looking for design jobs. I am creating my own business. I'm going to help women feel fabulous in their clothing.
Mm. And you just, it just came from that, I'm going to do this. I know this is right. And you just went on a whim and followed that dream. Is that fair to say?
It is. It was at a time, as I said, I'd been through many layoffs, and usually there was something brewing, and I was always interviewing, or there was potential. This was really at a super flat time in the market, so I felt like I had nothing to lose. And additionally, twice before, I had thought about leaving the industry, but I wasn't really sure what I was doing. So it was sort of marinating for a while, but this woman really... she was so inspired by my help and what I had done for her, and that I was so good in what I did, that she really pushed me to say, you know what, I can do this, and I will.
Such a true testament to all who are listening that, you know, if you do hear within you, I really truly believe that there's an inner goddess or, you know, spirit inside that is pointing us in a direction that's our true calling. And it's sometimes really scary to take that leap and to really listen. And sometimes we need that huge aha, which you got, which was, you know, you were changing a woman's life to go for it and to really pursue it. But I think that's extremely inspiring what you just said, that, you know, it's been brewing and I've heard it, but it was that instant that took you there. So fantastic. You know, one of your big missions or stances that you take in fashion is that clothing and style isn't superficial. It's not superficial to look good. So why does that hit a kind of a trigger point for you?
Well, I mean, you know, fashion, some people do just think of it as superficial, and people that aren't interested in it, perhaps, and they don't really realize what it can do for you and the confidence it can instill in you. And I always say, I mean, I know it for myself. I know that when I know I look good, and I really try to make a point to do that on a regular basis, not just on special occasions, like many people may dress up specially for a black tie event and really feel great. But, you know, on a regular basis, when you know you feel good, you carry yourself in a certain way, you hold your shoulders back, and you walk confidently, and other people perceive you that way. And it just really helps you succeed in all areas of your life, whether you're going for an interview, you're going on a date. If you feel like you look good, it is just so empowering.
I think you're absolutely right. And I know that to be true, especially for body image. You know, when I was younger and I tried to really fit into clothes, let's say, that, you know, were for other women's bodies, because I wanted to fit in that mold. And I was always uncomfortable. And I always felt like I didn't present myself in an authentic way. So I can see, absolutely, it changes your demeanor when you are wearing something you feel confident in. When we get back after break, we're going to talk a little bit about dressing for our authentic self and dressing for our figure. And you know, some people disagree with that statement, and I'll tell you why when we get back. But before we go, Diane, please tell us how we can reach you and learn all about your services and how we can connect.
Absolutely. So my website is styleempower.com, and it's to empower, STYLEMPOWER. I can also be reached at Diane@styleempower.com or at 646-831-2584.
fantastic. And obviously everybody knows, or hopefully knows by now, you could reach me at shineonwithkelly.com and you can find all my stuff there. Also, we reside in New York City. So if you're hearing any sirens or background noise, we live in a very loud town. So forgive us. All right. When we get back, you are going to hear all about our authentic self and how to dress for it. See you in a flash.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Shine On Radio. I am your host, Kelly Ann Wadler. Here we celebrate what makes you, you, and, you know, have everybody celebrating the skin they're in. Today's special guest is Diane Pollack, who is the founder of Style and Power, which is this amazing personal stylist and wardrobe consulting company. Diane, before we dive back into talking style and fashion. I know that you're giving away an awesome tip sheet. How can we get our hands on that?
Yeah. So there are two ways. I think you are going to be able to supply a link online if people want to sign up for it. The other way you can do it is just send me an email to diane@styleandpower.com, and in the subject line, put tip sheet. And I have just 9 styling tips that will help you feel empowered and are just really some good tips for dressing well and potentially making your body type look better. And you will also then be enrolled in my insider news, which I do have to add one thing that was related to until before we get on to our next conversation, related to something that you were saying before, but it is on my next outgoing newsletter, I am sending a video where Amy Schumer was interviewed, and she talks about how it was like she's advertising for me. She talks about how she used to be so conscious. She's not a good dresser. She didn't feel good. She wasn't confident. She got this stylist that she loves, and it has changed every area of her life and her confidence. So I'm excited to share that video, which is also on my Style and Power Facebook page, with my tribe of people. And if you sign up for the tip sheets and my insider news, you're going to see that it's a fabulous interview. And it really says everything that I say in my business. So thank you for pre-advertising Amy Schumer.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. I love me some Amy Schumer. And I think she's a perfect woman to bring up right now because if we're relating this to body image, she is someone in Hollywood who says, you know, screw this, really. I am going to rock what I want to wear. And I don't care what you have to say about my body. And it's awesome, though. I think that, you know, having some guidance in what certain shapes, like, for example, before we went on, I was talking, I'm getting married in March. And when I got my dress, I had no idea what would look good on me. I'm clueless about that. So let's dive into dressing for our authentic self and why that is so important. So, you know, for anyone, whether they're getting their wedding dress or just dressing on a normal basis, how important is it to dress how you feel authentically?
Absolutely. So just to clarify, that is very different than dressing for your body shape. They're
right.
Two different total concepts. And since you touched upon the idea of wedding, we were talking about earlier, I was saying how when I got married, my authentic self was a shocking blue wedding dress. Here I am, a fashion and style person, and it didn't feel right to me to be in a white wedding dress. So I wanted something different and unusual. It looked good with my coloring, and so that's the way I went. But the other thing that I tell people about authentic self is I have 2 other personal stories that I tell all the time because they really illustrate the idea of authentic self. So what does it mean? It's great when you get a compliment from someone. It makes you feel good, right, about what you're wearing, etc. But that is only great when it compounds when you know that you look good and then you feel and then you get a compliment. It's like, oh, I guess I really do look good. But in my stories, one is where I am, if you've seen pictures of me, I am an extremely curly-haired girl. Mm-hmm. And for all of the trends, I never got my hair blown and straightened because that is part of my identity and who I am, and it fits my personality. So one day it was very cold out, and I was at the hair salon, and I got my hair blown out. So I got numerous compliments from people on the hair, and I don't know if they were actually genuine or they just had to comment because they're not used to seeing me with straight hair. But for the entire week or however many days it was that I had this blowout, I looked in the mirror and I did not feel beautiful. I did not see what they were seeing. So it didn't matter to me how many compliments that I got because curly hair is who I am and what I feel good in. And I don't think I was carrying myself in the same kind of confident way, despite all the compliments. So that's one example. Then the second example is something is very similar, but there's a little tweak to it. So in my former career as a clothing designer, I used to take home many samples. And there was this one red jacket that I had given to my mother, and it no longer fit her. So I took it home. I tried it on. I was like, ooh, red happens to look good on me, but it's not a color that I gravitate towards. I do gravitate to other bright colors, but just not red. So I took this jacket home. I styled it the way I would style things. And I looked in the mirror, and I knew that I looked good. I knew the jacket looked good on me, and I went out to this event. And I received numerous compliments on this jacket. And I went home, and I said, this jacket is going away. And here's the reason. Even though in this case, I knew I looked good in the jacket as opposed to the straight hair, which I didn't think I looked good in, it was not my style. So even though it was a pretty color on me, and even though I styled it other ways that were my style, the jacket itself was not my style. And I didn't feel like I was presenting my authentic self. So it's got to make you feel good inside in order to be the right thing. So compliments or no, that's dressing for your authentic self.
You know, I love this so much because within my coaching practice and what I work on with women, it is that. It's that at the end of the day, yes, compliments are wonderful. Sure, they feel great, but it's truly how you feel about yourself within that will give you that true confidence and that true feeling of beauty and your worth, which is exactly what you're saying. So how does, you know, a woman start learning how to dress for her authentic self or learn what feels good in her body? Or, you know, what would you recommend if you don't even know where to start?
Wow. Okay. So here is where compliments may help a little bit. See, I have a very defined style and I know what is my style. Mm-hmm. And some people are. Maybe their defined style is just subtle and classic and, you know, and that's fine. But for somebody who's totally lost, then compliments can help because maybe you are wearing what is in your closet that makes you feel good, and then you go out and you get compliments on it. So it could be a color, you know, that a certain color looks good on you and it makes you radiate, you know, and that sort of thing. Or it could be a certain shape or silhouette that's very flattering to your figure. Maybe you're not sure why you like this dress or why you like this top. And maybe it is that color or that shape. So the next time you put on an item or you know your favorite items that you feel great in and you get complimented on, take note of the color and the shapes. And then what you want to do is you want to buy some similar items like it. And this is another thing that they touch on, the stylist talks about in the Amy Schumer interview. So if you're totally unsure, you can actually create a quote unquote uniform. So if say a fit and flare, that's fit and fair is flare is very narrow at the waist, it's fitted, and then it comes out at your hips for a fuller skirt. So dresses and skirts like that, if say that is flattering to you because maybe you're heavier on the bottom in your, you know, stomach, butt, hips, whatever, that is something that can accentuate your waist and camouflage a lower half, something like that. So if that is a good shape for you, then you can look in all different style dresses. They can be of different fabrics, textures. You don't want a cloned wardrobe of just the same thing, but you can gravitate towards those shapes. And similarly, you know, I know orange looks great on me. And of course, you don't want just replicas of the same orange top. But then I say, okay, well, you know what? Bright colors actually look good on me. The red looked good on me. That wasn't my style, but I like fun, bright colors, fuchsia and, you know, whatever it is. So think about those things that, you know, you look good in and start to take note is, I think, a good way to start.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, you know, before we go to break then, can you just let us know besides compliments, is there another way we know how certain clothing and colors work best for us?
Well, again, also besides the compliments, it is what you feel good in. You can also, you know, enlist a friend who is more fashion savvy, or, you know, sometimes someone at a department store if you don't feel like they're a pushy salesperson. I mean, there's a whole dress for your figure type of thing, which you alluded to. As I just mentioned, the fit and flare is good for somebody who's more bottom heavy, which is generally called a pear shape. So there's a whole thing about the, you know, five different figure types and how to dress for them. But that's an entirely huge conversation. So you can Google online how to dress for your figure, figure out what your figure is, and then do that. And then there's just also different tests, like by putting different colors next to your face and seeing, and there are different things, of course, that you can Google about that. You know, what kind of colors look for a hair type, but it's hard not seeing the individual person and just as a general answer to, really be able to truly help people in this way, unless it's, you know, more of an individual thing.
Well, and let's keep in mind that anyone could contact you. So before we go, just let us know, how can we reach you again?
Yes. So Diane@styleempower.com, STYLEMPOWER. And my website is styleempower.com, or my phone number is 646-831-2584.
Perfect. When we get back, more with Diane and more about fashion and style. See you soon.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letterRUIntuit.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, my friends. You are listening to Shine On Radio. I am your host, Kelly Ann Wadler, founder of Shine On Movement, which is an arts and wellness coaching service company who helps women primarily, usually, but men are invited to help them find their shine and celebrate what makes them them or what makes you you. So we're so glad to have you here. I have an awesome guest. Her name is Diane Pollack, and she is the founder of Style Empower, which is all about empowering your personal style. So the next conversation that we're going to get into is about the closet. And I'm so stoked to talk about this because I just finished reading the book, the Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And this book is, you're going to see it everywhere now, is pretty revolutionary. And I know what Diane does is pretty much take some of these things that are in this book in terms of organizing the closet and how much that can change and transform our life. And I'm just not just saying in terms of an organized closet, it looks aesthetically pleasing. Like, it can help us release weight and help other, you know, challenges in our life just by clearing and purging what's hidden in this closet. So take it away, Diane. Give us what you got about closets, because I'm sure it's a lot.
Yes, absolutely. So the funny thing is, yes, I have been hearing so much press on the book that you're talking about. It's Marie Kondo.
Yes.
And I have not read it. And the funny thing is, people also, every time they meet me, say, oh, you know, it's like the TV show What Not to Wear. And I've seen little tidbits of it, but I don't watch that either. So it's really funny. But I know exactly what you're talking about. So first of all, I never even realized that the organizational end of closets was a skill of mine. And it wasn't just closets, really. I actually, in New York City, we have very small apartments. We have small closet space. And I have found that I can find a place for everything that is worth keeping. And that's what Marie Kondo talks about, getting rid of things that aren't serving you. And I totally agree with that. But there's lots of underutilized space in closets, particularly above the shelves. I recommend the skinny hangers for both creating more room and because it helps hold the garments well. So there's that whole organizational component that I can, if my clients need, help them organize their closet. Another big thing is because we have major seasons in New York City, when I walk into somebody's closet and see it's the middle of winter here and they have some little white summer dress front and center, well, of course you open your closet and have nothing to wear. You want to keep the things, your everyday items that you're going to wear on a regular basis, front and center so that they are easy to grab. So some people might have access to actually put them in some type of storage, perhaps the upper part of their closets, perhaps a basement. Otherwise, they just need to go all together in an area. You don't want them intermingled into what you want to wear today or, you know, in the next couple of months type of thing. So you need to keep that front and center. Some other tips are to keep like items together. So for instance, you don't want a mishmash of seasons and you don't want a mishmash of items. If you have a whole bunch of blazers, you want to keep them hanging together. So if you're looking for a blazer, you know exactly everything that you own. You also want to make sure that if you have some kind of tank or sleeveless item that's hanging mishmashed in between the blazers, you're not going to be able to see it or find it. It might get hidden behind there. So if you have all your sleeveless and tank kind of items hanging it together, then they're not going to get lost because there's not going to be this huge sleeve type of thing covering it. And it just makes it easier to find. When you're looking for your pants, they're all in the same place. When you're looking for your whatever it is, they're all in the same place. So those are great closet tips. Let's see. Just off the top of my head, if you have a heavy sweater, don't hang it because it can stretch out. Go ahead. It sounds like you have a question, and that's kind of just some good general tips, but you can get my juices flowing for some other.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, I think this is a very common thing, especially with women, that we check our closets. And, you know, for me, as Diane mentioned, we're in New York City. So you can only imagine what we're dealing with here. So I am in a one bedroom, which, you know, is tiny in terms of apartment settings. And I have this one closet, which I share with my fiance. And then I have this armoire thing that holds the rest of my stuff. Now, visually, it's hard to really see the clothes that I have. And I hear this a lot that, you know, women come home or before they get dressed and they look at their closets and they say, okay, I have nothing to wear. So what is the first step then that you would say to start organizing? You just gave us a lot of tips. Is it one of these things where we have to take everything out and start anew, or would you recommend hiring you, or, you know, where do we start?
Well, there are many different ways to do it. If it's easier, I mean, that might be a little bit overwhelming, especially when somebody is doing it on their own, to physically take everything out of their closet. But I think, yes, you can start organizing the like items together, right? I mean, that's easy. You know all the jackets, you know all the pants. So I think that that's a first step, and you don't have to throw everything on your bed and be like, oh my God. But that's one first step. And oh, I'm sorry, the very first step, please, is getting rid of items that do not serve you, as Marie Kondo talks about. So for me, when I work with my clients, that could be something that is outdated, something that you haven't worn, something that isn't flattering, something that has holes or is balling or is, you know, damaged in some sort of way. It's out of style. It's not flattering. Whatever it is, first get rid of the crap, because then it is easier to see what you actually have. And then again, you are opening your closet and looking at pieces that you really enjoy wearing. So that the very first step is to get rid of things. Okay. Then I would organize them into the like groups. And also, as I said, separate seasons and hopefully move the out of season items out of eyesight. So again, you are truly looking at everyday wear that you can put on, you know, on a regular basis. So if you have formal attire, you probably don't need that front and center either. Maybe that could even go in a coat closet or just on the outskirts, the very, you know, last items on the side of your closet. So it's not what you're looking at front and center. So really start by organizing that way.
Yeah, you know what I find the most – I love that point because I never even thought about that. It seems one of those like, duh, you shouldn't – it's the middle of winter. I shouldn't have my spring and summer dresses right when I open the closet. But of course I do because I don't know anything about fashion.
And I didn't even see your closet.
Goodness.
I have many clients who, you know, have this issue. So it's not just you. It's a common issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why we need this help. So here's my question, because this is what fascinates me so much, is when I'm watching fashion shows, they are very easily able to do this, where they say, okay, invest in these statement pieces, and then you could turn this into a gazillion outfits. And I don't understand how that works. Can you explain a little bit about what that even means? Like, you know, what statement pieces are worthy of the investment, and how do you make it into different outfits?
Wow. Okay. So that takes me in two directions. My one direction is that I absolutely, unlike most fashion magazines and any type of thing when you read about fashion, they often talk about the must-haves, you know, the must-haves for fall, the must-haves, every woman age, whatever, must have, whatever. And it's talked about in movies, the must-see movie, etc. I cannot stand this in fashion. Mm-hmm. So I look at this list, say there's 10 items on the list, and I look at the list and I'm like, you know what? These items are not my authentic self for exactly that reason. So I'm a fun-loving, funky kind of styled person. So when they show something like a classic tan trench coat, a classic camel wool coat, ballet flats, all these type of things. These are things that I personally will never have in my wardrobe. So how dare you call it a must-have? So first of all, my one very important rule is that there's no such thing as must-haves. Trends are suggestions, not mandates. You have to take what works for you personally, authentically, as we said. So that's number one. But what I think, going back to the rest of your question, what you're saying is there are many pieces that are suggested, I will say suggested, that are very versatile. So they talk about a little black dress, for instance. And again, even though that might be a must-have, it's not something I have in my closet. You know, I like color, I like print, I like whatever, pants, a jumpsuit, whatever. But it is a very good piece for most women to have. And that can be very versatile. It can be dressed up or down. It can be dressed up with fancy shoes. It can be dressed down with boots or booties. It can, you could put maybe a blazer over it for work, and maybe the blazer comes off to have a date later.
And you know what, Diane? I want to hear all about that, but we're going to take a quick break, and this is going to help so many people. When we come back, more about how we take a little back dress and make it into a lot of different things. See you in a second.
Sure.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Welcome back, Shine On Radio. Kelly Ann Weather, your host here. What an amazing show. I always get sad when it's the last little segment because I never want it to end. So anyone who's listening, thank you, thank you, thank you. Diane and I are both grateful for you for listening in and can't wait to keep on diving in. So with that said, before the break, we were talking about how to fit and change your one item into a bunch of different outfits. So before we get into that, I want to make sure everybody knows how to reach out to Diane. She loves to connect, as do I. And she's got an event coming up, and she's got a tip sheet that you can get if you sign up for her newsletter or write her an email. So Diane, take it away. How can we connect with you?
Okay. So I know that you are going to provide a link if the people yes. want to sign up directly for my tip sheet. And there they will also be entered to receive my insider news. And the similarly, you can also just write to me at diane@styleempower.com, subject line guest sheet, tip sheet. And I will send you the tip sheet and again enter you to receive the insider news. Let's see, what were the, and you can go to my website, styleempower.com, check me out. There are also some forms to sign up for the insider news there. Oh, and the event, yeah.
Yes.
So I am giving a webinar on how to, oh God, I forgot the title, how to feel empowered in your dress and succeed in life, I believe it was.
Yeah, you got it.
And it is for savvy ladies who gives webinars. They are actually help women with finances, but they have these Wisdom Wednesdays where they talk to all different type of women. And I will be on their webinar on February 17th. And again, Kelly is providing a link that you can sign up to listen to that webinar. If somehow you don't get it, again, you have my email address and I'd be happy to send it to you. And I am not quite sure if there's a replay. It is at lunchtime, but please sign up and, you know, hopefully you're able to make it. So diane@styleempower.com.
Awesome. Who doesn't want more free tips and who doesn't want to learn more about how we can be empowered in style? So thank you for being so gracious. I appreciate it. And I'm sure everybody else does too, Diane.
You are welcome. Happy to share.
Yay. So, all right. Let's use this last 6 or 7 minutes wisely here. So before we had a jump off to break, we were talking about how to make one thing into a lot of things. So finish that up because I think we still definitely want to know.
Okay. So I started talking about a little black dress, which maybe I could get back to, but I think you have like a lot of ideas that it depends on the shoes, dress it up, dress it down. It just depends on if it's covered with a jacket or a cardigan, dress it up, dress it down. What I didn't get to say was perhaps it's a necklace, it's a belt. One of the key things, which we didn't even touch on here, which is one of my favorite things to talk about, is accessories. Accessories really help to make a stylized outfit. And there's something called the three-piece rule. So if you have two plain classic pieces of clothing that don't have bells and whistles or crazy prints, you want a third piece, whether it's a piece of clothing like a jacket or a vest or an accessory to really stylize it. But back to your question. So for instance, a little black dress or just a plain any color dress can be very versatile. Another thing that could be is a black or another solid colored blazer. So again, as we talked about, that could go over the dress, but it could also go over jeans, you know, dress up jeans. And your jeans could be worn with like cool sneakers, or they could be worn with pumps or other heels. So it's taking some clean, classic, solid pieces, such as a shift dress, such as a blazer, even maybe a cashmere sweater, and really accessorizing them in different ways to dress it up, dress it down, and make it look very different. It sort of sits in the background, and some of maybe your accessories become the statement, and so people don't even sometimes realize that you're reutilizing the same piece. And oh, of course, black pants, what a classic. How much can you do with that? All different types of things. I mean, it could be a more formal tuxedo kind of look and glitz it up for evening. And it could just be, you know, to wear to work for business casual, all different ways. So plain classic pieces can really be very versatile.
Cool. Awesome. Good to know, because, you know, again, I wouldn't, you know, the power of adding an accessory or changing the shoes can, I guess, really change a different outfit. So, you know, as we tie everything together, I think since body image and body positivity is such an important stance in my own company, I think it's safe to say that no matter what your figure is, you know, you can rock it in any way, shape, or form. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, there were times when I wanted to fit into certain things that maybe thinner women are wearing. And who's to say that I can't? You know, if I feel good in it, just as you said, if it feels authentically good to me, then heck yeah, who cares what other people have to say about it? But before we go, I really want to know, what are some of your quick top tips to instantly feel empowered, sexy, and confident in the skin that you own?
Okay, so the quickest transformations, and of course, this isn't going to work for everybody because everyone has a different style, but if you can wear heels, I mean, the way that you carry yourself in heels really is transforming. It makes you feel sexy. You hold your shoulders back. And you know, what one person's stilettos and somebody else could have little, you know, 1-inch heels. But if that's the difference between their everyday flat shoes, that can even make a difference for them. So whatever the heels are for you is such a transforming thing. If somebody is willing to go bold on a lipstick, you know, maybe their everyday lipstick is sort of a neutral, fade-in, natural kind of look. And if you are willing to explore bold lipsticks, they're so much fun right now, like a bright red or something. It can really instantly, 2 seconds, put on lipstick, feel uplifted and wonderful. And perfume. I mean, all of the perfume advertisements is all about sex appeal and you know, this whole, they've created a whole image and a whole drama. So just a spritz of perfume can really make you feel fabulous instantly. And of course, you know, if you're into lingerie, that could be your little hidden secret, that maybe you know that you're wearing some fabulous lingerie underneath and that makes you carry yourself and feel sexy.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. So those are really quick, probably things you have. And then you can feel fabulous in seconds.
Awesome. So if you were to tell anyone who's listening your final recommendation, that in terms of style, what's the first step that they can take in order to shine or in order to feel their most style empowered best? What would that first step be?
Oh boy. That is a difficult question. I think I would revert back to when we talked about people that didn't know what looked great on them and that sort of thing, to really go into your closet. There's got to be an item of clothing that you absolutely love and feel great in. And as I said, it could be a color, it could be a shape. But find that item of clothing and identify what is it about it that makes you feel great. And then buy a lot of other similar types of styles or colors to really start and get going on that.
Well, awesome. Diane, you have been absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. We can all reach Diane at styleempower.com. Obviously, you can reach Shine On Radio and Shine On Movement at shineonwithkelly.com and connect with me there. We're here every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And all those amazing giveaways are going to be sent on my personal page and Diane's personal page via a link after the show's edited tomorrow. So look out for that. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you so much. This was really a lot of fun. I hope everybody enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And everyone, get your shine on, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.